What makes for the perfect life?
The new king of Los Angeles, Marcus King.
Is it the perfect play?
Who you got here tonight? Your wife or your girlfriend?
The perfect husband. The perfect wife. The perfect betrayal.
You do know that he has a wife.
The perfect crime.
This is King.
King is now a person of interest.
I love you, Queen.
Games People Play. Premieres Tuesday, April 23rd at 10.
Hi, good afternoon, Tracy. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's such a pleasure to be talking to you today.
I'm excited to be here with you.
I'm extremely excited about the project that you have coming up.
Yes, Games People Play. We premiere on BET Tuesday at 10 p.m. And we're airing right after the season finale movie of Being Mary Jane. So it's going to be quite the night for great television.
Oh my gosh, BET is definitely coming up with such an amazing lineup of shows that we can look forward to, especially for the summertime. So that means that Games People Play is going to have everyone's household just on fire.
You know what? I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say that this is going to be everyone's new TV addiction. We have so much hot mess, crazy stuff going on, you know, in our series, but like some really amazing characters, really interesting, amazing characters. We're a 1 hour super sexy, stylized drama about the LA high life, you know, which is something I know really well, where all that glitters is not gold and everything that looks perfect is not, you know. And so that's what our show explores. And we've got a really amazing cast, you know, starring the beautiful and talented, you know, Lauren London, Sharonis Jackson, Karen Obalam, Parker McKenna Posey, and Jackie Long. And so the cast is just simply amazing. And the storytelling and the characters, you know, are going to really, really hook everybody in.
All right. So this is going to be like a sexy drama, almost maybe a little bit of thriller in there, a little bit maybe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely some thriller in there, definitely some who did it, and lots of secrets going on. And so there's a lot of drama going on in each of the characters' lives. And, you know, some things they're telling and some things that they aren't. And so we've got some really dynamic characters. You know, we've got a high-powered NBA power couple, you know, that have a lot of drama and challenges going on in their lives, and they've got to lead this big life and smile in the face of the public where, you know, they're dealing with serious drama going on in their household. And so, you know, we've got the, you know, a scandalous groupie who's looking to become a star and sees the struggles that are going out in her life and decides, you know, make some decisions that maybe she's not so proud of.
Oh, wow.
And then we've got a really great character called Nia, played by Karen, and she's a journalist struggling to rebuild her tarnished career and kind of seeing how the world of social media, you know, and blog sites has changed the world of journalism. So we've got a lot of things that we're exploring.
Oh, my goodness. This, I'm already excited. I'm anxious. And my concern is, I'm just hoping that this one won't be one of those series to where, you know, you're going to have us waiting a whole nother week to figure out, you're going to leave us with the intense feelings, you know? So we're going to start next week, and then by the end of the episode, now we can't wait till the following week. Are you going to do that to us?
You know what, Marcia? You know it. Yes, we are. And so, I mean, we are cliffhanging. You know, we're cliffhanging before we go to every commercial. We're cliffhanging, you know, at the end of every show. And so, you know, this series is going to be a roller coaster ride. Okay. And so you're going to love these characters and their juicy lives, and you're going to just grab onto them and not want to ever change the channel.
Okay.
So, and you're going to want more. So we are just really proud of our cast and their performances, and we got great directors, and the show is a beautiful, sexy, hot-looking show. We shot right here in L.A., and we showcased, you know, L.A. at its finest, and so I think viewers are going to really have a lot of eye candy to look at, including our cast being beautiful and sexy also.
Yes, and all that melanin going on in there.
Yes, beautiful black people. We love it.
That's right. And so this was based on a novel written by Angela Burt Murray, right?
Yes, and so for those of you that don't know Angela Burt Murray, she wrote the book Games Divas Play that the show is based on, and she was also the former editor of Essence Magazine. And so Angela and I have known each other for years, and this is our second project that we are doing together. I actually adapted her other book, which was a book called The Vow, to a Lifetime movie, this movie that we did with This Ring, starring Gabrielle Union and Regina Hall and Eve and Jill Scott. And so this is the second time that we're working together, because Angela is so brilliant at, you know, these characters that she creates in her novels and their juicy, scandalous, crazy lives and stuff. And so this time we are taking it into a TV series and like really uncovering the layers of these characters even more.
Okay, so well, I guess I don't need to ask then, why were you interested in working on this project?
You know, I always tell people, Marsha, I love creating shows and movies that I would watch myself.
Uh-huh.
And that is what this is. Like, I really felt like, you know, we were overdue for a really juicy, soapy drama, you know, with some characters that, some that we love to hate and some that we just love to love and that we're rooting for. And so that is what this is. And so it was a joy for me working on this, because, you know, not only did we have a great cast, but, you know, our writers on this show, you know, are so good. Vanessa Middleton is our showrunner, and she's overseeing the, you know, the storytelling. And Vanessa's background is she's an African-American female writer who worked on SNL, and she comes from a comedy background. So you're going to see, even though we are a, you know, thriller, you know, drama, we've got a lot of funny moments in there. And so you're going to, like, unexpectedly be laughing, because there's a lot of, like, organic funny moments that Vanessa threw into the writing. So,
okay.
So, I mean, I'm excited.
Okay. And as you stated in the beginning, that you are familiar with the high life. Now, could you relate to any of these characters?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so there's, like, because I would poke my head into the writer's room, you know, which, you know, it's like two doors down from my office and stuff. And so, like, I was all up in that writer's room giving my little two cents ideas based on stuff that I've seen and that I've personally been through. And so I can tell you that there's a lot of the Vanessa character in me, you know, a lot of me in the Vanessa character, you know, and there's some of me and Nia, you know. And so, you know, I could just definitely relate. You know, I've been through a lot of chapters of my life, and, you know, I've been with, you know, quote, you know, very public men. And so, and, you know, you go through a lot, you know, in a high profile relationship, and you have to go make public appearances and smile, you know, and then you come home and you get back into an argument or something.
Oh,
and so
yes.
we see those real people moments, you know, in this high profile couple's character.
All right. And so how do you personally keep that balance between, you know, you're a boss lady, you're doing a lot, you're a mom, and you've been doing this for a long time. So what would be your advice to other women who aspire to walk in your shoes or walk in a path that you've walked in?
Well, I mean, I really encourage women to know that you really can have it all, and you really can have a balanced life. It may not be perfect, and you may get tired sometimes like I do, but you can really balance, you know, motherhood and a career, you know, and a personal life, and you don't have to give up you know, one or the other, or, you know, and a lot of women feel like, you know, if I'm a female and if I want to make it in my career, then that means I can't have kids. Oh, no, you can have kids.
Yes.
You know, oh, well, you know, if I work, that means that I won't have time for a relationship. And, you know, no, you can have a relationship too. And so it's just like you really, you know, you just really need to believe that you can live your best life and that you could have, you know, all of your dreams that you've always aspired for. And, you know, there may be little sacrifices here and there that you have to make along the way, and things may not be perfect and you may run late for things sometimes. You know, you could have, you know, all those beautiful memories that you want to create in your life with having kids and a relationship and work and everything. You can really have it all.
Yes, we need that. Yes, you're so right about that. You know, that's life, and we just have to keep moving and keep living it. And whatever it is that we want, it's up to us.
You're right. We create our own reality.
That's right. And, you know, and so as we know that you've been in a relationship for over 8 years now, and so you've been
able to maintain. I know. Time has flown.
I'm
very blessed. Deion Sanders is my, you know, my fiance, my husband to be, and he is a wonderful, wonderful man. And I'm just like, he makes me smile every day. And so I'm blessed that we've had 8 amazing years together, and I'm looking forward to all the years we have coming up.
Oh my gosh, I can see you smiling or blushing right now just talking about him.
I know.
I admire you, and you're definitely a role model to a lot of young women. I would love to see more young women look up to women like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, you know, how do you keep that sense of self? You know, women always, a lot of women like to focus on relationships only versus having their own dreams or focusing on their own dreams. How do you maintain a sense of self?
You know, I think I started being independent at a really young age. And so, I mean, a lot of what I do, you know, again, I'm blessed to have kids and a relationship and a career and stuff, but I've really kind of come from like a really, I guess, like a just an empowered spirit. And I've had to be like that because, you know, starting when I was young, you know, I always tell the story, like I had my first job when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
You know, I had a single parent mom that was struggling to make ends meet, and I looked a little bit older. So, you know, I started working, you know, my summer vacation starting when I was 13. And so that made me like hustle and be really, you know, independent and feel like I got to go out and get mine, you know, because I'm, you know, the only person you can depend on is yourself, you know. And so I had that early spirit, and, you know, I went to college when I was 16 and started working at 20, you know, in my career and stuff. And so I've been working, like, you know, and even though I've been in marriage and relationships with, you know, some very, you know, accomplished men, I've always still kept that drive to just kind of have, you know, some independence and to kind of, you know, be able to live out, you know, the dreams that I've always had for myself and for my kids. And so, if that answers your question, that's
kind of
keeps me going.
That's perfect. You know, so obviously you're not stopping no time soon. And we're looking forward to anything that you're working on. Do you have anything else outside of this series, Games People Play? Any other projects that you're working on?
Well, you know what? I do, and I'm getting ready to make a couple of announcements soon, but they won't let me announce things just yet with you.
Okay, we'll wait patiently.
So stay tuned. I can tell you I can tell you one thing. I've got a subscription channel that we can't announce yet, but that I'm working on, and a new series that'll go into development also. But I'm really excited about some of the things that I can share with everybody very soon.
Okay. Well, you know, most importantly, right now we are looking forward to Games People Play, which is going to premiere April 23rd on BET, which is, I mean, it's great because now we're keeping Black entertainment alive and we're keeping this thing going. So a huge shout out to the BET president, Scott Mills, because he's definitely, you know, making a lot of changes. Kudos to you as well, Tracy. You're doing such an excellent job. We're looking forward to whatever projects that you have coming up, you know. know, it's very important
thank
to create
you so
that diversity.
Much. It was so much fun talking to you,
thank you.
I really appreciate your support. And, you know, I'm sure you'll kind of toot our horn and remind people that Games People Play premieres Tuesday, April 23rd at a special time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I think.
Okay. Well, we're going to have our DVR set if we can't be there, but we will be watching.
Thank you so much, Marcia. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new king of Los Angeles, Marcus King.
Yeah, I guess everybody would say that I hit the jackpot.
She's just a perfectionist.
I'm glad you came.
If I didn't, people would talk.
Do you have any idea what could have motivated such an attack?
The body of missing Golden Nuggets dancer Kalinda Walters was discovered in Woodley Park here in Los Angeles. Homicide has launched an official investigation as they await an autopsy report.
I feel like I'm in a goddamn box.